To have an inheritance is a good thing. To enjoy that inheritance is even better. You see, you can have an inheritance but never enjoy it. You can have a bank account but never make a withdrawal. And what is a will anyways? You know, a will is basically a promise, isn't it? Of an inheritance. If someone leaves you a will, it's a promise that you're going to receive, amen? A gift, a blessing usually passed down generationally, right? And so I want to talk about today possessing our inheritance in Christ. Not just learning about it, singing about it, talking about it, but receiving your inheritance in Christ. And by faith, we are able to make a withdrawal from heaven's account and see the manifestation of that in the earth realm. And so God wants a people who believe that He's actually a good Father, that He is actually a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Hebrews 11:6. For without faith it is what? Impossible to please God. For those who come to God must believe He is and that He is a rewarder. How many like to bless your children? How many like to give good gifts to your children, right? Well, how much more do you think our Heavenly Father wants to give good gifts to His children? But if we don't believe that there is a gift available for us, well, maybe you think that gift is just for somebody else. And like we talked about in Sunday school this morning, well, some people think, well, I don't really have anything. Well, yes, you do. You need to discover what you have already. You need to discover what is made freely available to you already in Christ, not because you're just such a good person, but because God is so gracious. We don't receive from God because we're good. We receive from God because we believe God and because God is good. And He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Our goodness is not in ourselves. It's not because I perform to a certain level that now I can receive a blessing from God. Are you hearing me? I receive from God because I believe God is good and God is a rewarder of those who seek Him. And if you ask, you shall. That's all He said. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. And knock and the door what? Will be opened unto you. Amen. So Hebrews 9:16, in the New Living Translation, Hebrews 9:16. Now when someone leaves a will, it is necessary to prove that the person who made it is dead. Not kind of like the voting system today, right? Where dead people are voting now. The will goes into effect only after the person's death. While the person who made it is still alive, the will cannot be put into effect. Hebrews 9 and verse 28. So also Christ died once for all time as a sacrifice to take away the sins of many people. He will come again, not to deal with our sins, but to bring salvation to all who are eagerly waiting for Him. And again, what is a will? A will is a promise of an inheritance to those who receive it. So the New Testament, the will, was sealed in the blood of our Savior Jesus. Amen? And the way into the holiest is now open. We live under an open heaven, and by faith we access that which God has freely given. When we pray, Father, give me this day my daily bread. How many know that God knows what you have need of? And He's able to supply all of our need according to His riches and glory through Christ Jesus. So if I'm a son, if I'm a daughter of the Most High God, then I can come to my Father with full expectation that he's going to take care of me because he's a good father and he gives good gifts to his children. How many know that God doesn't want his children, amen, to be in want? Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Now the key here is the Lord being our shepherd. You got to be, amen, one of his sheep. You got to be in covenant. You got to be living in the New Testament. Amen, the time of the will. And God will make all grace abound to us, that we'll have all that we have need of. In every area of our lives, God can and will take care of those who trust him, who believe him, who learn how, by faith, to access that which is in the invisible realm and bring it into the visible realm. That's the manifestation, amen, of that which is a reality, a present reality, but faith is calling that which is invisible to the naked eye, amen, but believing that it exists, that it is a present reality. Wherever you're at in your life, whatever your need is in your life, you have to start believing that that is already a present reality, not something future, but it's there to withdraw by faith. Otherwise, we live our lives, and you know, Ed, you said something about it, I think yesterday morning, about thinking, always thinking future about everything. One of these days, one of these days, one of these. How about today is the day of salvation? Amen. Today is the day of deliverance. Today is the day of healing. Today God is pouring out his spirit on all flesh. Do we believe that? Do we believe that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever? Do we believe that he is a present reality? Do we believe that the Lord is with us today as we are gathered here? So we don't want to limit what God wants to do through taking a look at things through just our natural understanding and lens and say, well, that's impossible. Yes, but God does the impossible. Amen. It's not of us. It's of him. We're simply vessels. But we get to be vessels. We get to be God's ambassadors. But a will is not in effect until the testator dies, and Jesus died, amen? And that will or testament is now what? In effect. And now, Jesus said to them that believe on me, as the scripture said, out of their belly will flow rivers of those who believe on me. As the scripture said, simply by listening and hearing the word of God and putting faith in the word of God, out of their belly, out of their life will flow rivers of living water. We live under an open heaven. The door is in our minds. Unbelief is our problem. If we're only looking at things from a natural perspective, yes, many things are not possible, naturally speaking. But God is not natural. He's supernatural. So we got to believe in the supernatural God who can take someone who is as depraved as I was, so lost in sin as I was, and God says, no problem. You come to me, I'll fix you up. I'll change you. I'll make you a new creation. Amen. I didn't come to God and say, God, would you just fix this or patch me up? I said, God, I don't like what I see. I don't like who I am. Are you hearing me? And God says, neither do I. Let me do something about that. Quit trying to save yourself, patch yourself, add something to the old. You got to throw out the old. You got to become a new creation. You must be born again. You must be saved. You must repent of your sins. You must turn away from your ways and follow the way of the Lord. And the way of the Lord is a blessed, a prospered way. Jesus made the will. He died for us. All He's promised has been placed under our name. Just because we don't take possession of what God has freely given does not mean it doesn't exist. Just because we may not be walking or living in that does not mean it doesn't exist. Because God honors faith. God honors those who honor Him. We honor Him by believing what He said. We believe His word. Caleb had a different spirit, didn't he? Joshua had a different spirit. Most of Israel was unbelieving, but they said, we're well able to go in and possess the land because God has promised it to us. It was already a done deal in eternity. They just had to get in alignment and agreement with what God had already told them was theirs. And by faith, they were to walk it. As they took steps of obedience, steps of faith. Ask God. God is asking us to simply walk by faith. That means step by step, day by day, you and I walking with Jesus. Amen. Say, Lord, what are we going to do today? We're doing this thing together. I'm not going without you. Lord, if your presence doesn't go before me, I'm not going. Amen. You know, I don't want to do anything without Jesus. And you know, some churches are doing all kinds of stuff without Jesus. They're doing all kinds of works without Jesus. Just because we've learned how to do it. We've learned how to play church. Come on, somebody. I don't know about you, but I wasn't born into this thing that way, and I don't want to ever become like that. Amen. I don't want to play. I don't want to fake. I don't want to always be just talking about what could be, what should be, what woulda, coulda. Are you hearing me? I want to possess what God says is freely available to us in Christ. And I want to stretch and grow in faith so that I can start receiving more of what God has. For what reason? So that we can be more effective in helping others and blessing others and reaching others for Christ. Are you hearing me? It's not of me. I can't do it without Him. And neither can you. Some people think all I got to do is take a course in evangelism. No, you need a course, amen, sitting under the Holy Spirit, amen. You need to spend time with Jesus. They took note of the disciples because they had theological degrees. No, not. The people took note of Peter and James and John. Why? Because they'd been with Jesus. They said, man, these people are... they're doing things that are humanly impossible. Why? Because Jesus was with them confirming His word through their lives. So it's not enough just to know the facts. It's not enough just to have good theology. I believe in good theology. But if my theology isn't leading to experience, then what do I have? If I'm not realizing... if I'm not experiencing the reality of this thing that we call walk of faith, then what do I actually have? I just got a bunch of information here that I might be able to impress somebody with. Amen? But the devil's not threatened at all by that. Come on. In fact, the devil will just puff you up because you're so smart and you know so much. He says, you're right where I want you to be. You think it's all about what you know. It's what you live. It's what you experience and what you release through your life. Jesus came and released the kingdom. Wherever He went, He released the kingdom. He released, amen, the Father. As He heard the Father speak, He spoke and released, amen, the life-giving words that imparted life to those who heard, who had the soil type that was prepared to receive God's word. And the same thing is true today. We have people that have hardened hearts that even if one were to raise from the dead, they still wouldn't believe. But there are those who are looking for answers, who know there's got to be something better. And we can give them Jesus. The facts, the Word of God needs to become our experience, our way of life. We are actually living out what is written in here. We are expressing the reality which is Christ. Amen? The written word reveals the living word, Jesus Christ. And when we are walking with the living word, there will be fruit. There will be evidence of our faith. How many ever won somebody to Christ simply by winning an argument? How many turned a few people off just winning an argument? When God shows up, the argument's over. What we need is God to show up. What we need in America is God, amen. What we need is the manifestation of God in America again. What we need is a sovereign move of God that's going to move upon the masses of our nation, amen, and upon His church. Once again, where we quit playing church and punching a clock and going through a routine every week, and we start becoming the people that God has called us to be. We are ambassadors, and as ambassadors, He has equipped us and He has given us, amen, an anointing and an ability that nobody else may possess. And if we're not utilizing what God has given us, then we're wasting the investment that God made in our lives. It's getting quiet in here. I don't want to waste the investment God made in me. I want to look for an opportunity. Look for what can I do. Ask God. God will show you what you can do. It doesn't have to look like me. You just have to be faithful with what God has given you. But if everybody is doing their part, everybody is working together, amen, as a body, hallelujah, we will accomplish the mission that Jesus has called us to. And that is to go into all the world and preach the gospel and to make disciples of the nations. And all of us have a part in that. Jesus said in Luke 12:31, how many know this so well? Seek the kingdom above all else, and He will give you everything you need. Luke 12:32, so don't be afraid, little flock, for it gives your Father great happiness to give you the kingdom. God has everything that we need. It's not your employer. It's not the government. God is our provider. He's our Father. He's bigger than the government. What are the nations? The Bible says they're but a drop in the bucket to the Lord. Boom. He's God. He's sovereign God of the universe. Oh, great, mighty Uncle Sam. And as a matter of fact, it's exactly what human government wants in many cases, is the power to control you, to enslave you, by taking away or having you relinquish control of your own life and your ability to take care of yourself to someone else. Well, I'll let the government take care of me. That's exactly what the devil likes to do because he's an oppressor. Okay, I'll give you free stuff if you give me your freedom. And then the time comes when you've got a tyranny. It's exactly what socialism is all about. Satanic. Oppresses the people, takes away their individual rights and freedoms to choose. That's why I believe in entrepreneurship, that we should be using the abilities that God has given us. We should be a creative people. And God is able to give us everything that we have need of. Amen. To make a living, to provide for our families. Amen. To where we're not always depending on somebody else to do for us. I mean, that's a slave mentality. That's what Israel was used to when they lived in Egypt. They had been used to being told when to get up, when to go to bed. Amen. what they could eat, what they couldn't eat. And that's what's happening in our nation today, is the enemy is bringing people into a slave mentality where for the free stuff, we just give up our rights and let somebody else control us. And the Bible says that the spirit of Antichrist is at work. And eventually there will be a one ruler, amen, world ruler, a dictator, that's going to take control. And he's going to oppress the people. And I don't want to be subject to that, amen. My Father is in heaven. My citizenship is in heaven. I'm a child of the Most High God. My God shall supply all my need. Amen. I look to Him. The Lord is my shepherd, and therefore I shall not be in want. How many know that God can put you to the front of the line? We just had somebody that happened to just recently. They needed a house. There's probably 30 people on the list, and guess what? You know, boom. Favor. Why? Because God takes care of His kids. He's a good father. He gives good gifts to His children. God wants to share His kingdom. Jesus said, it gives your Father great happiness to give you the kingdom. You understand? God is calling us to a partnership. God is saying, come along with me. We're going to do this thing together. Yoke up with me. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me. Amen. Let's do this thing together. It brings your Father happiness to share His kingdom with you. There's an inheritance. There's a bank account in your name. Amen. That God says, here's your daily bread. You come and you ask and you receive. Amen. What you have need of, I will provide. Just like any good father, amen, if he has the means, he's not going to allow his children to starve. Not only that, a good father also likes just to bless his kids. Why? Because you love your kids. Do you believe God loves you? Do you believe that God wants to share His kingdom with you? Do you believe that you have an inheritance? And do you know that you can tap into some of that right now? Amen? Now that's where it got quiet. You see, if we don't believe that, if we don't believe that He is and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him, then we won't seek Him. If we don't believe that we're going to receive when we ask, then we don't ask. If we don't believe we're going to find, then we're not going to what? Seek. See, what God wants to do is get us past ourselves. I got to get past myself. I am my own worst enemy sometimes. I got to get past myself. How do I do that? I get past myself by pursuing God, by passionately pursuing His presence. And when I touch the hem of His garment, when I make that connection with Jesus, amen, when I am a worshiper in spirit and in truth, hallelujah, then the faith of God begins to become a gift in me, hallelujah, that gives me the ability to believe beyond what I could naturally ever believe for. You see, faith is a gift, but it's a fruit, isn't it, of the Spirit. You got to get into His presence. You got to walk in His presence. You need to pursue His presence. Seek the heart of your Father. He has good gifts. He has good things in store for those who will seek. We got to get over this drive-through mentality. It takes me a while some days to get past me. But once I get past me and I touch Jesus, life is good in the God zone. But don't have this mentality of, well, I asked, nothing happened. If you really believe, it's there. If you really believe there's a treasure in that field, You'll sell everything you have that's inferior so that you can purchase that field because you know there's a treasure in that field. And if I can just get the field, then I can search and find that treasure. Once I find that treasure, oh boy, life is going to be good. Do you understand? He is our exceeding great reward. He is our treasure. He's the treasure that we seek. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be opened unto you. Don't be passive in your prayer. Don't be passive in your praise and your worship. Seek the Lord. Press into God. Amen. Get past yourself. Hallelujah. Get past the opinions of people. Get past what the crowd thinks. Be like that woman with the issue of blood. I need to touch the hem of his garment. And if it kills me, I'm going to get to him and I'm going to touch him. And if I can just touch him, I know I'll be healed. You got to be like those dudes that took the ceiling off that house, amen, to lower their friend down. So they could get, okay, so the crowds are surrounding the house. I've got an idea. We'll go through the roof. How many know they had faith to believe that if they could just get that brother to Jesus, amen, there was going to be a miracle. That's why I want us to be pursuers, seekers of God. Not just showing up on a Sunday morning doing a little thing, but a way of life. God has so much that we haven't even tapped into yet, that I haven't tapped into yet. There's so much more. Turn to your neighbor and say, there's so much more. God is an extravagant God. God is an overflowing cup God. Amen. God is an abundant life God. I came that you might have life and life more abundantly. Do we believe that God has an open heaven over us? That we have by faith is the key to access. Amen. To make the connection. To receive what we have need of. Every day, God's grace is sufficient. If we don't go and we don't dine in His presence, then God's not to blame for us starving spiritually. Are you hearing me, somebody? It's like having a banquet. I say it before. Even in the presence of your enemies, the enemy can't touch it, and the enemy can't stop you from eating. But if you don't take advantage of what God has freely given, and it's not just a snack center, amen, it is a banquet hall that we have access to, that we can dine, amen, and be filled with Jesus. Amen. You see, a lot of Christians, we're just used to having a little snack once in a while. I'll have a snack on Sunday morning, and then maybe I'll crawl in next, if I make it, to next Sunday. Come in and get another snack. Well, how does that work for you? Man, we got to be coming daily to God. We got to be, amen. He's our provider. He's our supplier. Make time, amen. Get into His presence. Soak in His presence. Get filled with Jesus. Hallelujah. And if you have Jesus, you have everything you need. So to have an inheritance is one thing, and to enjoy it is another. I want to enjoy the inheritance, amen? I want to start making withdrawals, say, Lord, I need this, Lord, I need that. I need you, really. You know, when we talk about seeking the face of God, it means I want Him. I want to know Him. Sometimes it's just about, you know, putting the quarter in the, I don't think you can buy anything for a quarter anymore in a vending machine. And then pulling the handle, and here out comes the goody, right? Instead of seeking the hand of God, let's seek the face of God. When we come to church, how about not just coming to get, but coming to give? Coming to bless. Coming to share. Coming to bless somebody else. Are you hearing me? Because as you give, it shall be given unto you. So I want to know the Lord, because if you have Jesus, again, you have everything. But sometimes it's been our Christianity has been reduced to just coming to God with a list every day. Gimme, 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 gimme. Thank you, Lord. And God does bless us. God does take care of us. And we should be giving thanks to God for all those blessings. Amen. But how many know that God wants a whole lot more than just you coming to Him and asking Him for stuff? He died for you on that cross so you could have a relationship with Him, so that you could walk with Him, so that you could be forgiven of your sins. You can have an inheritance with the saints in light. And God was giving you access now to whatever you have need of. And again, what do we need more than anything else? It's not stuff. We need His presence. And when you have His presence, you have everything you need. In your presence, that's where I belong. In your presence, that's when I am strong. In your presence, Lord, there's peace. In your presence, there's joy. The things that we are looking for and often trying to fill ourselves up on in this world, the temporary peace and the joy and the trinkets of this temporary life, God freely gives. Amen. And He gives a superior peace, a superior joy. It's a superior reality, the kingdom of God. Amen? And He is giving you and I the privilege. The privilege. The privilege of coming to Him. Coming boldly to the throne of grace. It's a privilege. And if we are spiritually anemic, it's not God's fault. For He has made all things that pertain to life and godliness freely available to us in Christ. We need to come with confident assurance that God is, and He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. You understand? We got to get past ourselves. That flesh doesn't like to be uncomfortable. Amen. That flesh doesn't want to pray. That flesh doesn't want to give God praise. That flesh doesn't want to obey God. That old sin nature has to die. And how does it die? Well, in His presence, no flesh shall glory. So what do we need? We need His presence. We need more of Him. We don't need another good church service. Amen. We need His presence. I said it several times recently, but what we don't need is just another good church service. We need good Christians. We need believers who are walking by faith, trusting in God and His ability daily. Amen. So that we can represent Him authentically in truth in this world. That people are going to know there's something more to you than just a goody-goody two-shoe that goes to church. Amen. Or like so many of the self-righteous Christians that just go around comparing themselves to everybody else. I remember I met a few of those before when I was a pre-Christian. Aren't you glad that God looked past our fault and saw our need? And while we were yet sinners, Christ died? He didn't die for the righteous, but for those who realized they were unrighteous. And the self-righteous could not enter into the kingdom. But the kingdom is given to the babes, is given to the ones who are simply as a child coming before their father in full faith and assurance. And when a child comes to you and they ask you for something and you reach into your pocket. I used to come to my grandpa when I was a kid, and he'd travel up from Massachusetts. And I remember jumping up and grabbing grandpa because I knew grandpa had something every time he came. And we'd reach in, he wore a suit jacket. Smelled like a brewery, but he wore a suit jacket. And we'd put our hand inside that and bring out that Wrigley spearmint gum. He always had gum for us kids when he came. And we delighted in our grandpa, though. And he loved us, and we knew that. And even though he was imperfect, you know, there's a lesson in that, isn't there? As a good father gives good gifts to his children, so our Father really wants to give you more than you realize. He has so much more available to us freely than we're taking advantage of. Are we taking advantage of the privilege of prayer, of coming to our Father? Are you hearing me? Being filled with all the fullness. I pray, Lord, bring us to full flame. I don't want to be just an ember walking around here smoldering. Amen? I want God to light me up. I want God to light you up. And I can't do that, but Jesus can. If you will pursue and seek Him, you will find. If you can get a hold of Jesus, touch the hem of His garment, the virtue of Jesus, amen, will be released in your life. Your heart will be set ablaze. If you've never known that, then you'll never know what I'm talking about. But God is saying, if you will seek, you will find. And wait on the Lord. Ask, seek, and it means to keep on asking, keep on seeking, keep on knocking, and that door will be opened unto you. And when that door opens up, you're going to find an extravagant God. You're going to find an overflowing, amen, experience in Jesus Christ that your heart will never be the same. You cannot help but love God. You cannot help but tell people about how good Jesus is. When you're full of Jesus, amen, out of your mouth will flow the love for Jesus. See, we've gotten used to just snacking, surviving, IV drip. There's a banquet that God is saying, come. You're going to have to put the junk food apart. Amen? You're going to have to get rid of the junk food. Get rid of the stuff that I'm telling you is no good for you. Get it out of your life. Get the sin out. Even get those weights, those good things that have become a problem. Television, whatever it might be. Get rid of those things. Sports. Whatever it is that's choking you and keeping you from receiving the fullness that God has for you. Put those things, get rid of the junk food, and start coming into my presence and dining at my table, and I will delight you with the fairest of all. Amen? You will find your delight in God. And you'll find, man, what was I thinking? And then you can say with conviction, God is good. God really, no, really. God really is good. God is amazing. He's pure joy. He's pure love. He's pure peace. He's all the things that we're really looking for, but we've got to get rid of the junk food. We've got to get the sin. We've got to deal with those things and take them to the cross and crucify it there and say, Jesus, I'm done with my sin. I'm done with my ways. I'm going to follow you now. Lord, give me your life. Give me your abundant life. I'm tired. God, faith is the confidence that what we hope for will actually happen. It gives us assurance about things we cannot see. Do you believe that God has everything you have need of? Do you believe that God can really satisfy the deepest longings of your heart? Okay, how many are experiencing that delight? How many are experiencing that joy? How many can say, I have the substance which is Christ? I have righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Now, if you're just snacking, amen, inch and while you eat a few vegetables once in a while, the rest of the time it's Mickey D's and all this other stuff. Well, you're not going to be feeling all that good. You're going to be kind of partly cloudy upstairs, you know what I'm saying? You want the mind of Christ? You need to forsake all other gods. Forsake all other loves and make Him your priority. Make His presence your heart's pursuit, your life's pursuit seek the presence of God. And out of His presence flows everything that your heart could ever want and more. And that's why sometimes people that have the least stuff in this world have the greatest joy of the Lord, because they have discovered a greater treasure in Jesus Christ, and they have not been deceived and seduced by the lesser things of this world. Guys, I want you and I to really get a hold of this, and let's pursue God. Let's really get a hold of the altar. Amen. Let's call heaven down in our city, in our families, in our homes, right? Call heaven down in our churches. Call heaven down in your schools, in your workplace. Call heaven down. Pursue the Lord. Amen. How about the lost? We're surrounded with lost people. You want to see lost people found, amen? You're going to have to pray. You're going to have to intercede. You're going to have to deny yourself some comforts, amen? So that somebody else might have a chance, amen, at coming to know Jesus Christ and being saved. God help us. For 2 Peter 1, 2, may God give you more and more grace and peace as you grow in your knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord. You got to first know what's available to you, freely given to you in Christ. You need to first realize that if I need love, He's my love. If I need joy, He's my joy. Amen? If I need peace, He's my peace. If I need gentleness, He's my gentleness. If I need self-control, He's my self-control. If I need faithfulness, He's my faithfulness. Amen? If I need goodness, He's my goodness. All I need is in Him. As you learn of Him, discover who He is. His divine power, verse 3, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. We have received all of this. Listen, we have received all of this. Not future tense, but in Christ is the fullness. You have an inheritance. You have access to a God who has everything that you have need of. You understand? A lot of times it's true that we're simply asking God for something. It's always one of these days, one of these days, one of these days. How about today? How about seeking God and believing that today things can be different? How about believing that today God can heal me? How about believing that God today can save my soul? How about believing that today God will give me the grace to forgive those who've hurt me and let them go? How about believing that all that I have need of is freely available to me when? Today. Now. Amen. The Fall Feast of Tabernacles, it was the Jewish Thanksgiving. And it's during this time, the Feast of Sukkot or Tabernacles, that they would pray and ask for the latter rain. Okay? Because if the latter rain didn't come, then the crops would not grow and they would starve. And so God gave them a natural illustration through that feast day. Amen? Of tabernacles and the water drawing. One particular day when they would go from the pool of Siloam, and then they would, the priests with the people rejoicing would come up to the Temple Mount, and they would take the water from the pool and they would pour it out, and they would quote from Isaiah. Therefore, with joy, you shall draw water from the wells of Yeshua. A word the Jews use now, the born again Jews use for Jesus is Yeshua. Salvation is Yeshua. But when Jesus stood up on that feast day in John 7:37, it says, on the last day of the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. You know, if you're tired of drinking from the polluted pools of this world, it's time to turn, amen, to Jesus and start drinking the living water. He who believes in me, as the scripture said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. This he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. So Jesus was, in a sense, saying that there's coming a day when I'm going to be ascending to my Father, amen, and I'm going to send you the promised comfort of the Holy Spirit, amen. And on the day of Pentecost, God poured out his Spirit on the early church, amen. They were baptized with the Holy Spirit, hallelujah. And out of their bellies began to flow what? The rivers of living water. But listen, when Jesus said this, he declared it in the present tense. He who believes in me, now, as the scripture says, out of his belly will flow rivers of living water. Why? Because the fountain of living waters was standing in their midst. And those who believe on him would receive the refreshing of his presence. And then on the day of Pentecost, Jesus said he's going to send his Spirit. And today, the heavens are open. Today, we have availability. Amen? Through his presence. And all that we have need of is freely given to us in Christ Jesus. Isn't that amazing? So there's no reason for God's people to be starving, to be spiritually anemic or sickly. Come on. If we will simply obey the Lord and repent, change your diet. You used to fill yourself up on the things of this world. Now you're delighting yourself in the Lord. The things of this world used to satisfy you temporarily. Now you're finding an abundance of satisfaction in the presence of your God. Amen. And you used to pursue temporal things. Now you're seeking eternal things. You used to live just for this world. Now you're living for the kingdom. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? And God says, all that you have need of. He took me to his banqueting table. His banner over me. God invites you to his banqueting table, where you can delight yourself, fill your life with all that is good. All that is good is Jesus. I want to challenge you to really take an examination of your life, where you've been, what you've been doing with yourself, with your time, with what are you spending yourself on, and take an evaluation and say, is this really what God wants for me? Is this the life? Is this the abundant? Am I experiencing now the abundant life that Jesus promised me? Because if I'm not experiencing abundant life, then it's not God's fault, it's my fault, and I need to repent and I need to get right with God. Are you hearing me, somebody? So that I'll be in position now to receive the blessing of God. You can't fill your life with the world and full of Jesus at the same time. One's going to choke out the other. Seek those things which are above, where Christ is seated. Set your affections on things above. Amen? The eternal reality. God has given you and I the key to access his presence, and that is our faith. Our faith is believing that God will do what he promised to do. God will provide all of my needs, whether they're spiritual, physical, whatever it might be. God will provide. That's what I'm believing, and that's what I'm going to withdraw. Amen? Hallelujah. I want to see every one of us on live, on fire for Jesus. When Jesus has really got us, guys, he's got you. You can't help yourself. People think you're nuts. They'll call you Jesus freak. Thank you. I found a new way of living. I found a new life divine. I have the fruit of the Spirit. Would you stand? I'm abiding in the vine. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. Jesus. So let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace. Amen. How many have been stirred in your spirit today? You really sense God is calling you to go deeper. God wants you to go deeper. Amen. Spend time in His presence, soaking in His presence. Hallelujah. Until your life is an overflowing cup and an expression of God's heart in this world. Hallelujah. You don't have to try to make anything happen. It will just happen because God is flowing out of your life like rivers of living water. Amen. Let's seek His face and not just His hand. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you.